Hey everyone, welcome back to TCO Performance Center. I'm joined by our first round draft pick, Mike Hughes, University of Central Florida. Welcome to the Vikings, Mike.
Yes, sir, glad to be a Viking.
How's it feel to be a Viking and be in the NFL?
It feels great, man. It still feels a little unreal, but it's starting to soak in a little bit as I, you know, move around the building and meet everybody.
So. Yeah. You know, through the process, I'm sure you met with a lot of members of the Vikings organization, coaches, scouts, but I want to know what you think about your new head coach, Mike Zimmer.
You know, I've had a few encounters with him, so, you know, we kind of built a little relationship. You know, we talked a little bit about the defense and how he likes to play man, so I think we'll get along pretty well.
What are some things that you do really well out on the football field? I mean, I'm sure fans have seen your highlights from your time at UCF, but give us a little bit of a breakdown about what you look like as a football player.
I think I have a strong man-to-man game. You know, I can also play zone as well, but my return game, a lot of people kind of sleep on that. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a really good returner. Yeah. So I guess that's how I would break my game down.
You're a really good returner. Why do you think that is? You know, because you play cornerback, so, you know, you're defending passes and trying to stop ball carriers. But why do you think you're also a good returner, good with the ball in your hands?
So I've been playing offense all my life. I played quarterback in high school. So, you know, whenever I can get the ball in my hands, I'll try to go for six. So
yeah.
I think, you know, having a little bit of experience on offense makes me a good returner.
You got any cool touchdown celebrations? You know, because guys around here like to celebrate their touchdowns.
I don't really have any yet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who was really important to you when you were growing up as a young man, as a young football player? Anyone, family or coaches or teammates?
My mother.
She's a strong woman who works hard, and you know, growing up, me seeing her do that kind of instilled in me to, you know, work hard and kind of just trust the process, go through, you know, like going through adversity, just learning how to get through it, overcome it, and like I said, just keep working hard.
Yeah, you must take the game seriously and study, because Coach Frost was telling us that you had to learn things really quickly last year. Tell us about what happened and why that was.
So I got to school 8 days before the season.
Yeah.
You know, I was transferring from a junior college. I had to finish up a math class. The deadline was kind of cutting it close, so UCF was still an option to go to school. My JC coach knew a coach at UCF. They kind of got a plan figured out to get me enrolled. So once I finished the math class, got enrolled, showed up 8 days before the season.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to jump on the playbook pretty fast and, you know, ended up working out pretty well.
Yeah, and that had to be a huge challenge to learn a playbook that quickly, but you did it really well. I mean, you had a great season.
Yeah, it was pretty tough, but, you know, with the help of the coaches, the players, they welcomed me with open arms. So the transition wasn't too hard for me.
Jersey number 21, what went into that for you?
So I've always wanted to wear 21, but you know, I look up to guys like Deion Sanders and Patrick Peterson. So, like I was saying earlier, hopefully I can make it look as good as those guys do.
Yeah, pretty good defensive backs room here. Harrison Smith, Xavier Rhodes, some good veterans from which to learn, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to learning from those guys. You know, getting in where I can fit in is the most important thing, and you know, just working hard and competing every day. So.
Well, I got more good news. After all this pre-draft stuff, the combine and the pro days and all that stuff, next weekend you get to play football. You get to practice. Are you looking forward to that?
I'm definitely looking forward to it. The combine process has been pretty hectic, but finally being able to jump right back into some football, it'll be exciting.
All right, man. Congrats on being a Viking. Glad you're here.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.